As I settle down to pray, I begin with the preparatory prayer. Dear God, may all my intentions and actions be directed purely to your service and praise. And as I sit here in prayer before the God who loves me, I stop to consider, how is God looking at me now? If I have no sense of how God looks at me, I ask him directly. Dear God, how are you looking at me now as I sit here before you in prayer? And I wonder, what does God desire for me now, in this moment, in this prayer, in this day, at this point in my life? If I have no sense of God's desire for me, again I ask him directly, Dear God, what do you desire for me now, in this moment, in this prayer, in this day, at this point in my life? I listen for God's response. And I ask God for my desire. What grace am I seeking from my prayer today? Love, humility, forgiveness, peace, joy. I ask God for the grace that I seek. And so I draw my attention to the scripture for this imaginative contemplation prayer, Luke chapter 6, verses 39 to 45. I recall the story of how Jesus tells the people a parable, asks them how the blind can lead the blind, talks about how you can't remove the speck in your neighbour's eye when you have the plank in your own eye, talks about good trees bearing good fruit. I bring to mind a situation or an event in my own mind where I was a good tree bearing good fruit. I review the story behind this event, the beginning, the middle, and it's coming to fruition. I remember the place. I look around me. What can I see? I notice the environment, the landscape, indoors or outdoors. I see the structures in this place, the walls, floor and ceiling, with the hills, flatness. I notice the colours around me. And the textures. I notice objects, tools, things. I notice the light. And the interplay of light and shadow. I breathe in deeply. What can I smell? I notice fragrances in the air, both pleasant and unpleasant. I notice the taste in my mouth. The wetness or dryness in my mouth. And the wetness or dryness on my lips. I feel the air on my skin. I notice its temperature. Its heat or coldness. Its warmth or coolness. I feel the stillness or the movement of the air across my skin. The soft breeze or the wind. And I feel the moisture or dryness in the air. I feel my clothes on my body. And I notice the texture of the fabrics. Its smoothness or roughness. Its softness or crispness. And I feel the garments on my body. Their tightness or looseness. I feel my feet in my shoes or barefoot. And I feel my feet on the ground. And the ground beneath my feet. I listen to the sounds around me. What can I hear? I notice people talking. Laughing, whispering, working, arguing. I notice background sounds, animals, music. What can I hear in this place? And so in this imaginative contemplation prayer on Luke chapter 6, verses 39 to 45, I place myself again in this scene where I was a tree bearing good fruit. Where am I? When am I? What am I doing? What am I saying? What am I feeling? I see the other people around me in this place, in this situation. Who are they? What are they seeing? What are they doing? How is their mood? What am I feeling? How do I respond? I notice Jesus standing next to me. How does Jesus look at me as I interact in this situation? I look at Jesus looking at me as I act to bear good fruit. What's my feeling? I have a conversation with God, as one friend speaks to another, about what has been moving me in this prayer. I gently and gradually draw my prayer to a close. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.